Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
For sign of Bharata, you should understand that I am also the knower in all bodies, and to understand this body and its knower is called knowledge. That is my opinion.
O potoče Bharate, trebaš shvatiti da sam ja također poznavalac u svim tijelima. Razumijevanje ovog tijela i njegovog poznavalca se naziva znanje. To je moje mišljenje.
Once a reporter came, a journalist came to Srila Prabhupada and asked him if he can show him God.
Jednom jedan reporter ili novinar prišao Srila Prabhupadu i pitao ga da li mu može pokazati Boga.
Srila Prabhupada kaže da. So the reporter, the journalist, was getting ready to see God. He was sitting straight in his chair.
Novinar se pripremao da vidi Boga, staje uspravno u svojoj stolici, sede uspravno u svojoj stolici.
He was probably thought all of a sudden there would be an explosion.
Vjerojatno je mislio da će pred sobom vidjeti eksploziju uskoro.
At that time, Srila Prabhupada smiled and told him, before you can see, you have to become like them. And he showed it to the devotees.
I prije toga Srila Prabhupada se nasmije i rekao je, prije nego što možeš vidjeti, trebaš postati kao oni i pokazuje na bhakti.
See, in the scriptures it is said, Atasi Krishna Namhadi Nabhavet Grayam Indriyai Sevam Mukhihi Jivadho Svayam Eva Spurat Yada. Which means, you cannot see God with the present dull material senses.
U svetim spisima je rečeno da ne možete vidjeti Boga sa sadašnjim tupim materijalnim čulima.
Yes, čulima, yes, materijalnim čulima. Because these senses are engaged in material activity.
Jer čula su angažirane u materijalnim djelatnostima.
They are contaminated by the influence of matter.
Zagađena su utjecaj materije.
Let me give you an example. Say you want to see a microorganism by looking through the microscope.
Da vam dam primjer. Recimo, želite vidjeti mikroorganizam gledajući kroz mikroskop.
If you don't clean the glass of the microscope, you will not be able to perceive anything through the glass.
Ako ne očistite staklo mikroskopa, nećete moći ništa vidjeti kroz to staklo.
In the same way, dull material senses are, so to say, covering the pure senses of the living entity, and they are imposing an obstacle for spiritual sight.
Na isti način, tupa materijalna čula prekrivaju čista spiritualna čula živog bića i predstavljaju prepreku za duhovnu viziju.
Only if you purify your senses, you can expect to have a spiritual vision of the Supreme Lord.
Samo ako pročistite svoja čula, možete očekivati da ćete duhovno vidjeti Svevišnjeg Gospodina.
I still remember to this day when Srila Prabhupada gave a lecture in Germany where I was fortunate enough to be present.
I danas se sjećam lekcije koju Srila Prabhupada dao u Njemačkoj i bio sam sretan da sam prisustvovao toj lekciji.
At that time, a person objected to the chanting of the devotees. He said, that's self-hypnosis.
Jedna osoba se usprotivila protiv pjevanja Bharata i rekla da je to samo hipnoza.
You know, you come in a certain state of mind, then you think you see something.
Dođete u određeno stanje uma i onda mislite da vidite nešto.
But Prabhupada, he strongly disagreed.
Srila Prabhupada se usprotivio tome snažno.
He said, no, it is not self-hypnosis, it is self-purification.
Srila Prabhupada je rekao, ne, to nije samo hipnoza, to je samo pročišćenje.
The mind has a very strong influence on the conditioned soul.
Um ima vrlo snažan utjecaj na uvjetovanu dušu.
If it is not purified, now I have to say the mind is the center of all the senses.
Um je centar svih čula.
And if the mind is not properly purified through the principles of yoga, then you will never be able to see anything clear in your life.
Ako um nije pravilno pročišćen uz pomoć principa joge, nećete moći ništa jasno vidjeti u svom životu.
You will be able to live a whole life in the illusion produced by your mind.
Možete čitav život provesti u iluziji koju je proizveo vaš um.
It's not only that the senses are giving you a wrong picture. The um is also giving the wrong picture.
Nije samo da vam čula daju iskrivljenu sliku, već i um.
I want to tell you a little example of this which happened in our family.
Želim vam dati primjer ono što se desilo u našoj obitelji.
Not this devotee family, the other family.
Ne ovoj obitelji Bhakta, nego drugoj obitelji.
See, my father was a director of the German railways Deutsche Bundesbahn.
Moj otac je bio direktor njemačkih željeznica.
And he once told us, he came home and he said, something crazy happened today.
On je došao doma i rekao, nešto se ludo desilo danas.
See, one of the workers had repaired a cooling wagon.
Jedan od radnika je popravljao rashladni vagon.
And when he was working inside the wagon, another worker closed the wagon from outside. You know, it goes like clang and then it's closed.
I dok je radio unutra, drugi radnik je zatvorio taj vagon s polja.
So usually when this happens, you have 6 hours to live. Then you die from the cold inside.
Ako se to desi, obično imate 6 sati još života i onda umrete od hladnoće.
Yes, because you're not simply a piece of meat on apple who can, it is good to be in the cold.
Jer vi niste samo parče mesa koje može biti na hladnoći.
So, they found this worker 7 hours later or so.
7 sati kasnije su pronašli tog radnika.
And he had all the symptoms of having died from cold.
Imao je sve simptome da je umro od hladnoće.
What they also found out, however, was that the electricity, which is moving the cooler regard, the cooling arrangement, it was not on.
I isto su vidjeli da elektricitet, u stvari koji je rasklađivo, koji je uređen za rasklađivanje bio snabdjeva energijom, da nije u stvari bio upaljen.
It was warm like in this room. Very pleasant.
Bilo je prijatno, toplo kao u ovoj sobi.
But by his imagination, his uma,
ali zbog njegove imaginacije, zbog njegovog uma,
he had imagined that he is dying the death of likes Siberia.
On je zamišljao da ubire poput osobe na Aljaski ili u Sibiru.
Yes. The scriptures say that by mental concoction the living entity thinks himself to be a product of material energy.
Spisi kažu da zbog umne izmišljotine živo biće misli da je proizvod materijalne energije.
We think we are born.
Mi mislimo da se rađamo.
We think we are a man or a woman.
Mislimo da smo muškarac ili žena.
We think we grow older and die.
Mislimo da starimo i umiremo.
But this is not a fact.
Ali to nije tačno.
Just see how powerful illusion is.
Samo pogledajte kako je moćna iluzija.
You speaking about me?
Mi govorimo o tebi.
Not only do the senses give us a wrong understanding, but our mind also gives us a wrong understanding.
Ne samo da nam čula daju pogrešno razumijevanje, već i um.
In this way, we are doubly in illusion.
Na taj način smo dvostruko u iluziji.
It's not an easy situation.
To nije laka situacija.
Now in this situation, a devotee must become very inspired to take to the spiritual process.
U ovoj situaciji bhakta mora biti jako inspiriran da prihvati duhovni proces.
If he is not very eager to become Krishna conscious, then he will not be able to become Krishna conscious.
Ako nema snažnu želju da postane svjestan Krishna, on neće moći postati svjestan Krishna.
But how can we become eager if we are so much in illusion?
Ali kako da razvijemo snažnu želju kad smo toliko u iluziji?
Most of the time our desires become projected towards material objects.
U najvećem broju slučajeva naše želje su usmjerene na materijalne objekte.
The desire of the soul goes, I want to love Krishna.
Želja duše je, ja želim voljeti Krishnu.
But when this desire becomes, so to say, when this desire goes through the medium of the mind and the senses, it manifests the desire for material enjoyment.
Ali kad ta želja prođe kroz um i čula, ona se manifestira kao želja za materijalnim uživanjem.
Those of you who studied a little physics, they might remember there was this experiment with this prisma.
Oni među vama koji su studirali fiziku možda se sjećaju da je bio eksperiment sa prizmom.
From here would be a clean ray of white light falling on the prisma.
S jedne strane bi bio zrak bijele svjetlosti koji je padao na prizmu.
And then it would not continue through the prisma in this line, would not.
I onda se zrak ne bi nastavio pravom linijom kroz prizmu.
But it would be diverted and go like.
Već bi skrenuo, prelomio bi se.
Do you remember?
Sjećate li se?
From your school?
Škola?
Like the only experiment which I remember.
To je jedin eksperiment kog se sjećam.
So long back.
To je davno bilo.
So this is what happens. When the pure desire of the living entity falls on the mind.
To se dešava kada čista želja živog bića padne na um.
Shoot! Goes down.
Iskrivi se na dolje.
Down.
Dolje.
And you begin to desire for things in this world of the dead.
I onda počnete željeti stvari u ovom svijetu smrti.
And not only do you desire, you begin to become attached, deadly attached.
Ne samo da želite, nego postajete na smrt vezani.
So the scriptures advise us that we who are suffering from forgetfulness of our spiritual identity hear again and again the transcendental message of the Supreme Personality of God.
Spisi nas savjetuju da mi koji zaboravljamo naš duhovni identitet, da iznova slušamo o svevišnjoj božanskoj osobi.
You must hear with great attention.
Moramo slušati s velikom pažnjom.
He is speaking about you. I hope soon your false ego will be so disturbed that you start hearing. Our devotee is very tired this morning. And has eaten enough prasadam. So that's all right in the beginning. So the thing is, we must repeatedly hear, but if we don't hear with rapt attention, it won't work.
Moramo iznova slušati, ali ako ne slušamo s napetom pažnje, neće funkcionirati.
The medicine, if we want to wake up from our material dream, we have to somehow follow the medicine of Krishna consciousness by hearing again and again the transcendental sound.
Ako se želimo probuditi iz našeg materijalnog sna, moramo progutati pilulu svjesnosti Krišne i slušati iznova transcendentalnu poruku svjesne božanske osobe.
In the beginning our mind will revolt.
Na početku naš um će se pobuniti.
I don't want to hear this.
Ne želim ovo slušati.
When do we talk about Mickey Mouse?
Kad ćemo govoriti o Mickey Mouse?
Or Superman?
Ili Superman?
Or the Chetniks?
Chetnici.
Političke
vijesti.
The first moment of the mind does not want to concentrate.
U prvom trenu um se ne želi koncentrirati.
Congratulations.
Čestitam.
But if we begin to reflect about our material existence with great sincerity,
ali ako iskreno razmislimo o našem materijalnom postojanju,
we begin to understand that it is very important for us to go the spiritual path.
Počet ćemo shvaćati da je za nas vrlo važno da krenemo duhovnim putem.
Otherwise we are lost.
Inače smo izgubljeni.
Now, in this state, a devotee, in the beginning state of Krishna consciousness, there's one important word the devotee has to learn.
Na početku svjesnosti Krišne postoji jedna važna stvar koju bhakta treba naučiti.
It's shraddha.
A to je shraddha?
Shraddha means faith.
Shraddha znači vjera.
The Sanskrit word for shraddha, shram is heart, and dha means to give.
Riječ shraddha se sastoji od dvije sanskritske riječi, shram znači srce, a da znači davati.
Like I have said before, you only have one heart to give.
Kao što sam prije rekao, imate samo jedno srce koje možete dati.
You don't have two.
Nemate dva srca.
At least, you're not a monster.
Bar ako niste monster.
So, faith means actually to give the heart away.
Vjera znači dati srce.
Now, it is very difficult for us to give our heart to Krishna because so many times our heart, we gave our heart away and it was taken and it was hurt.
Za nas je tako teško da damo svoje srce Krišni. Jer toliko puta smo dali svoje srce i ono je bilo uzeto i povređeno.
We gave our heart, like I gave my heart to the school.
Ja sam dao svoje srce školi.
I remember when I was very young, I really wanted to learn.
Sjeća se kad sam bio vrlo mlad, doista sam želio učiti.
I was so interested in knowledge, you can't believe it.
Ne možete vjerovati koliko sam bio zainteresiran za znanje.
Even before I came to Krishna consciousness, I have read a lot of books.
Čak i prije no što sam došao u svjesnost Krišne, pročitao sam puno knjiga.
And at one time I just realized wait a minute, this is not knowledge, this is speculation.
I u jednom trenutku sam shvatio da to nije znanje, već spekulacija.
No one knows if this is really true.
Niko ne zna da li je ovo istina.
It was very difficult for me at the beginning of Krishna consciousness to read. I thought enough of these books. We don't need no books.
Na početku se Krishna bilo da je bilo teško čitati ove knjige, jer bilo mi je dosta knjiga, ne trebaju nam knjige.
We need experience.
Treba nam iskustvo.
And anyways, in Krishna consciousness, it's an experience-oriented process.
Svesnost Krishna je proces orijentiran na iskustvo.
But we also say, study the books and believe them.
Ali mi također kažemo, proučavajte knjige i vjerujte u njih.
And others have other different mechanisms. They had trust in many persons. Now all of us, and it was spoiled, and now all of a sudden in Krishna consciousness they hear you have to accept a spiritual master.
Drugi su imali druge poteškoće, svoje povjerenje su, svoju vjeru su dali mnogim ljudima i onda je ona bila upropaštena, i a sada u svjetlosti Krišne čuju da trebaju svoju vjeru položiti u duhovnog učitelja.
And it's very difficult for them to do that.
I za njih je vrlo teško da to učine.
So the scriptures say that there are two kinds of faith.
Spisi kažu da postoje dve vrste vjere.
One is the ordinary faith. It is called Lokishraddha.
Jedna je obična vjera, ona se naziva Lokishraddha.
It's like a faith in what the people say.
To je vjera ono što ljudi kažu.
For instance, you hear under this tree there is a ghost.
Recimo, čujete da ispod ovog drveta postoji duh.
In the night you go under the tree.
I u toku noći dođete po to drvo.
And you hear some, how do you say it, some Russian, some...
I onda čujete nekako šuškanje. Prestravite se.
Duh! Because you have heard, and then you imagine.
Jeste čuli i onda zamišljate.
This is a material life.
To je materijalni život.
You have heard, by material activities you can become happy.
Čuli ste da materijalnim aktivnostima možete postati sretni.
And then you hear something and see something and think, oh, I'm on the right way. Just let's go on like this. I will become happy.
Onda čujete nešto, vidite nešto i onda želim ići pravim putem, želim postati sretan.
So then there is another kind of Shraddha. It is called Shraddha in Guru, Sadhu and Shastra.
I postoji druga vrsta Shraddha, Shraddha u Guruva, Sadhuje i Shastre.
You hear from the spiritual master, you hear from the devotees and you hear from scripture, the holy scripture, and then you just have a little faith in it.
Čujete od duhovnog učitelja, čujete od bhakta i čujete iz svetih spisa i onda samo imate nešto vjere u to.
And if you invest just a little faith,
i ako investirate samo malo vjere,
you will also have a result.
Također ćete imati rezultat.
But it will not be an imagination.
Ali to neće biti imaginacija.
But it will be something real.
To će biti nešto stvarno.
In my life, I want to give you a little example. See, when I was very young, I think 12 years. But how old are you, Shrida?
10.
Uh-huh. So I must have been, 2 years older, 12 years. I saw for the first time the movie Frankenstein.
Daću vam primjer iz mog života. Kad sam imao 12 godina, prvi put sam vidio film Frankenstein.
And I wish I had never seen this film.
I bolje da ga nisam vidio.
Because every night I heard him coming in my room.
Svake noći sam čuo kako on dolazi u moju sobu.
He wanted to play with me.
Htio se igrati sa mnom.
And then kill me at the end.
I onda me ubiti na kraju.
Every night I couldn't sleep.
Svake noći nisam mogao spavati.
And it was just pure suffering.
To je bila čista patnja.
Because I had this, you know, I saw this movie and I thought that Frankenstein could be, it could happen any day, and it happened in the movie, you know. And I became so much impressed in my childhood.
Na mene je to ostavilo veliki dojam u detinjstvu. Vidio sam Frankenstein i mislio sam da se to može desiti svaki dan.
I remember I had to go to the toilet in the night, and we had to move, I had to go to the toilet from my room, and it could really go like 50 meters. And I just couldn't do it.
Ja sam morao iz moje sobe ići na toalet noću, oko 50 metara, ali ja to nisam učinio.
Because I knew Frankenstein would come.
Ja sam znao da će Frankenstein doći.
Very, very bad. So, now in Krishna consciousness, I have another faith.
U svjetlosti Krishna imam drugu vjeru.
We have another faith.
Imamo drugu vjeru.
Krishna will come.
Krishna će doći.
If we follow the process of Krishna consciousness.
Ako slijedimo proces svjesnosti Krišne.
Now is that another illusion?
Da li je to još jedna iluzija?
Narottamdas Thakur says, no, you should not think that the lotus feet of Krishna an illusion like the lotus feet of any person in the material world.
Narottamdas Thakur kaže da ne trebate misliti da su lotusova stopala Krišne iluzija kao što su lotusova stopala bilo koja osoba u materijalnom svijetu.
Krishna will actually come into the life of the devotee.
Krishna će doći u život bhakte.
If the devotee is faithful.
Ako je bhakta vjeran.
And engages in his devotional service.
I ako se angažira u njegovom predanom služenju.
And he will help the devotees to make all necessary advancements in Krishna consciousness.
I on će pomoći bhaktama da naprave sam potreban napredak u svjesnosti Krishne.
It is Krishna's eternal promise.
To je Krišnino vječno obećanje.
Yeya tamam prapadyante tam sadhaiva bhajamyaham. In the degree someone surrenders to him, he reveals himself accordingly.
Kako mi se neko preda, tako mu se razotkrivam.
When Krishna reveals himself, when Krishna actually appears in your heart, then all your sinful reactions from many billions of lifetimes will be burned to ashes.
Kada se Krišna razotkrije, kad se Krišna doista pojavi u vašem srcu, onda sve grešne posljedice iz milijuna života bit će spaljene u pepel.
What I want to express is that ordinarily it is very difficult for a person to change his life.
Ono što želim reći je da obično je za osobu vrlo teško da promijeni svoj život.
Today I saw a devotee who came in my room and I said, you are completely a Maya.
Danas sam vidio bhaktu koji je došao u moju sobu i you said?
No, yes, I said to him.
Ja sam mu rekao, ti si potpuno Maya.
The devotee said, of course.
Pastor je rekao, pa naravno.
He doesn't believe that he can change.
Ne vjeruje da se može promijeniti.
From a love for back to a lover of Krishna.
From love?
These are little insects, love insects.
Od ljubavne buhi, bube do ljubavnika Krishna. Ljubavnice Krishna.
Of course I'm a Maya.
Naravno da sam u Maji.
Smiling happily, he said.
On je rekao to smijehujući se sretno.
See, this is Maya.
To je Maya.
That we do not actually think it is possible that we can change into a normal devotee.
Da ne mislimo da je moguće da se promijenimo i postanemo normalan bhakta.
It is however possible if Krishna appears even a little bit in our heart.
Ali to je moguće ako se Krishna pojavi čak malo u našem srcu.
Krishna will take away our karma.
Krishna će odneti našu karmu.
See, every one of us has in his heart three types of karma.
Svaku u našem srcu, svaku u svome srcu ima tri vrste karme.
That means reactions from our previous lives.
To znači posljedice iz naših prošlih života.
The fourth type of karma is already manifested in our, it is visible.
Četvrta vrsta karme već se manifestirala, već je vidljiva.
It is for instance, the our body looks.
To je, na primjer, način na koji naše tijelo izgleda.
Maybe our legs are too short.
Možda su nam noge prekratke.
We look a little out of proportion, so to say.
Malo izgledamo disproporcionalno.
This is a sign of already manifested karma.
To je znak već manifestirane karme.
So, prarabdha karma.
This is a prarabdha karma.
So then we have three types of unmanifested karma with us.
Sa nama ima još tri vrste nemanifestirane karme.
That's what is not yet visible, but which will become obvious after some time.
Ono što još nije vidljivo, ali će postati očigledno nakon nekog vremena.
It's a reaction which comes in the near future.
To je reakcija koja dolazi u bliskoj budućnosti.
Like maybe a car accident or something.
Kao na primjer saobraćajna nesreća.
Now Andrei, yes, our Andrei is celebrated as our best driver.
Naš Andrei je slavan kao naš najbolji vozač.
But maybe his unmanifest karma is that tomorrow he will take our nice Ford van and, you know, run into the next Nama shop.
Možda njegova karma da sutra uzme naš fini Ford kombi i uleti u izlog sljedeće Name.
And destroy the Ford Nama, the Ford shop, the Ford car, totally.
I potpuno uništi Ford automobil.
Da, ja li bih rekao.
Objavno će izbristi nokta.
Have you insured the car?
No. Ste osigurali auto?
Not even insured.
Nije čak ne osigurali.
So, there is karma which is just about to come.
To je primjer karme koja će uskoro doći.
We hope it doesn't come.
Nadamo se da neće doći.
Then there is karma which is a little bit, which is further back.
Postoji karma koja je još dalja.
And then there is karma which is there only in the form of a desire, in the seed of a desire.
I postoji karma koja je u obliku sjemenke želje.
For instance, someone might say, I will stay in celibacy for the rest of my life.
Na primjer, neko može reći, ostaću u celibatu do kraja života, nema problema.
But maybe there is a seed of desire to have a family.
Ali možda postoji sjeme želje da se ima obitelj.
And then after some time we go to the temple for the Zen. Prabhu, I'm not so transcendental.
Nekako vremena odemo predsjedniku hrama i kažemo, Prabhu, ja nisam tako transcendental.
So you understand, these are three types of unmanifested karmic reactions.
To su tri vrste nemanifestiranih karmičkih reakcija.
Beach, Palonmu, no, Beach, Putasta and Palonmuka. These are
the Sanskrit names.
Sanskrit, yes. So, when Krishna appears in the heart, then these types of karma can be taken away from you.
Kad se Krishna pojavi u srcu, onda te vrste karme, možete se osloboditi tih vrsti karme.
In other words, you can influence your future.
Drugim riječima, možete utjecati na svoju budućnost.
You can even influence your present state of being.
Čak i na sadašnje stanje možete vaše
utjecati. It is possible to change.
Moguće je promijeniti.
It is possible that a Maya das becomes a Krishna das.
Moguće je da Maja Das postane Krishna Das.
But he has to want it.
Ali on mora to željeti.
He doesn't want it. He will always remain a scandal in the human species.
Ako on to ne želi, uvek će biti skandal među ljudskom vrstom.
So, Krishna consciousness is meant to make the Maya Das into Krishna Dasas.
Svjesnost Krishna je namjena da Maya Dasa učini Krishna Dasom.
And it does so by purifying our senses and our mind.
Na taj način to se može učiniti pročišćavanjem naših čula i uma.
Because if our senses and mind are purified by the process of devotional service, we will be able to actually understand Krishna.
Jer ako su naša čula i um pročišćeni procesom svjesnosti Krišne, mi ćemo moći shvatiti Krišnu.
And we will actually understand that so long, my Lord, I have forgotten you.
I shvatit ćemo da toliko dugo, moj gospodine, ja sam te zaboravio.
So long I was separated from you.
Toliko dugo sam bio odvojen od tebe.
I thought I was able to become the master of the world.
Mislio sam da mogu postati gospodar svijeta.
And I forgot that I'm your servant only.
I zaboravio sam da sam samo tvoj sluga.
Now please do not kick me away.
Sada molim te, nemoj me odbaciti.
Odbaciti, yes. But allow me to do something for your pleasure.
Već mi dozvoli da učinim nešto za tvoje zadovoljstvo.
That's even a little bit of service I want to do, which actually pleases you.
Čak malo službe ako mogu učiniti koja te doista zadovoljava.
And then our lives can be successful.
I onda naši životi mogu biti uspješni.
So I wish all the devotees from the Zagreb temple such a meditation.
Želim svim baktama iz Zagrebačkog hrama takvu meditaciju.
As you know, in a couple of days we have a Velikeya Hare Krishna spektakl.
Kao što znate, za nekoliko dana imamo veliki Hare Krishna spektakl.
Spektakl is such a good word. We also here in our temple, we need a bigger temple, as you can all see.
I potrebno nam je ovdje veći hram, kao što svi možete vidjeti.
At the present moment, after 1 month or so, we will all live on the street.
Nakon mjesec dana svi ćemo živjeti na ulici.
The rent is finished. The duration of the rent.
Iznajmljivanje je gotovo.
When I visit you, I will sit under the tree.
Kada vas naredni put posjetim, sjedit ću ispod drveta.
It is nice because it is summer, it's no problem.
Lijepo je jer je ljeto. No problem.
Showering is a little special.
Kad je pljusak, onda je malo specijalno.
But in India we have learned to use a bucket.
Ne, pardon, tuširanje će biti malo specijalno, ali u Indiji smo naučili da koristimo čašu.
So we are once again totally in the hands of Krishna.
Ponovno smo potpuno u Krishnim rukama.
It's a very good situation for Krishna consciousness.
To je vrlo dobra situacija za svjesnost Krishne.
For becoming serious.
Zato da se da postanemo ozbiljni.
Because we can actually see our helpless condition.
Jer možemo doista vidjeti svoje besmoćno stanje.
I know that was a very surprising end for most of you.
Znam da je za većinu vas to bio vrlo iznenađujući kraj.
Any one of you have any questions?
Da li bilo ko od vas ima neko pitanje u vezi s ovim?
Prvo je,
ja. Kad sam krenuo s tim putem, kada nam služimo, i onda recimo desi nam se da, nakon nekog vremena vidimo da nam napredujemo, onda u tom slučaju na kraju. A ja bih smo entuzijasti su vam nekogratni.
And finally we start on the path of consciousness, and then after some time we realize that we don't advance, but still we are enthusiastic. What to do in such a situation?
You should understand that there are obstacles created from your past life.
Trebaš shvatiti da postoje prepreke koje potječu iz tvog prošlog života.
See, you want to become very successful in your spiritual life, but you know, something comes in the way.
Ti želiš postati jako uspješan u svom duhovnom životu, ali vidiš da ti nešto stoji na putu.
It just doesn't work.
Jednostavno ne funkcionira.
You can easily understand the cause of this lies in a previous existence.
Možeš lako shvatiti da uzrok tome je prošli život.
And a devotee, therefore, is not very disturbed by this.
I stoga bhakta nije jako uznemiren s tim.
When Prabhupada went to Vrindavan, he once met a cow.
Kad je Srila Prabhupada bio u Vrindavanu, on jednom susreo kravu.
And the cow actually ran towards him and kicked him over.
I krava je potržala ka njemu i udarila ga. Oborila ga.
And at that time he had just given up his family life and no one knew him in Vrindavan.
U to vrijeme on baš nedavno bio napustio obiteljski život i nikoga nije poznavao u Vrindavanu.
Imagine he wanted to, he had a plan to spread Krishna consciousness over the whole world.
On je imao plan da raširi svjesnost Krishna po čitavom svijetu.
And now he was lying there thinking he would die.
A sada je ležao na zemlji misleći da će umrijeti.
But even in this situation, Prabhupada was not disturbed.
Ali čak i u toj situaciji Šila Prabhupada nije bio uznemiren.
He just fasted and was lying there.
On jednostavno fasted?
Not eating.
On jednostavno postio nije i ležao je tamo.
And he said, Tateinu kampam susamikshamanam bunjana evatma kritam vipaka. In the sense that it means one who tolerates the miseries of material existence, knowing well they come from his previously performed bad activities, and who continues to offer his obeisances to you, Krishna, he becomes a rightful to liberation.
I on je mislio da onaj ko tolerira sve nevolje i bede materijalne egzistencije i istovremeno odaje poštovanje, znajući da su one rezultat njegovih prošlih aktivnosti i istovremeno odaje poštovanje svevišnjoj božanskoj osobi, on ima pravo da očekuje ili da traži oslobođenje.
So sometimes we do have obstacles in our path.
Kratko je da našem putu postoje prepreke.
But just continue on with the regular program of Krishna consciousness.
Ali samo nastavi sa redovnim programom svjesnosti Krishna.
Yes. And then you will see Krishna will kick away with his lotus feet these obstacles.
Onda ćeš vidjeti da će Krishna šutnuti sa svojim lotusovim stopama na sve te prepreke.
You can know I was a big sinner.
Možeš znati ja sam bio veliki grešnik.
The grešnik prvo je.
Grešnik prvo je.
Comes because of your previous activities. But it will also go away.
Ali će to otići.
A devotee meditates, my dear, moj dragi gospodin.
Bhakta meditira, dragi moj gospodine.
Yes. Thank you for giving me this suffering.
Hvala ti što si mi dao ovu patnju.
Because now, by this insignificant temporary suffering,
jer sada, ovom
beznačajnom privremenom patnjom,
the sinful reactions of many billions of lifetimes go away.
Grešne posljedice mnogih milijardi života odlaze.
It actually goes away.
I na taj način one odlaze, oslobađamo ih se.
Hvala puno.
Hvala puno.
Abituja. You are our star in ticket distribution. How many did you do today?
Only 10.
But yesterday
90,
I heard.
No more school. Koliko si danas podijelio? 10.
Wow.
Juče 90.
Vezano sa tim što je Prabhupada je rekao da ništa nije nemoguće za onog koji ima vjeru u duhovno učenje.
In connection to this, Srila Prabhupada said, nothing is impossible for one who has faith in the spiritual master.